At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley, and I am sitting here with Illini guy staff writer Matt Stevens, and we are talking about yet another football commitment, a big one this time, as we would suspect. Offensive line is a place that Brett Bielema is just fantastic at developing, and we have Zachary Amland, a monstrous 6'6", 295-pound lineman. Matt, what do Illini fans need to know about this gentleman?
It's big, literally and figuratively. this kid fits the bill. It's a 6'6", 300-pound kid. So I don't know. In my experience, I always go, okay, he's tall and he's 300 pounds. So, and the recruiting services might do this too. Okay, so he's an offensive tackle. That's right, cool. Right. Like, that's the immediate. I've never seen a lick of film on him, but I've already measured him and I've weighed him, and okay, now he projects there. I looked at the film this past year, Mike, and he at the Hun School, which is where Owen Anderson, the Illinois early enrollee signee at tight end, comes from. Andy Boo, the inside linebackers coach, who was the defensive coordinator and linebackers coach at both Rutgers and Maryland, developed a lot of contacts in that area of the country, and specifically in that area of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, recruiting there, that he's brought over to Brett Bielema's staff. It's very, very similar, Mike, if you want to go even further back to when Barry Alvarez was building the thing at Wisconsin, where I know for a fact they would go get kids out of Jersey and play them on offensive line, because they just, you know, it's just their bread and butter. That's how you can get kids. Zachary Amland is a kid that, you know, he fits the bill at offensive tackle. All of the recruiting services are going to tell you he's an offensive tackle. Last year, he played left guard at his high school. And I sat there and I watched his tape. He has a 7-minute huddle tape that is all pancake blocks, 7 minutes long. The kid is, unbelievably, I would say powerful, and has the athleticism you would not anticipate for somebody that's 17 years old and 300 pounds and 6'5", you know, you wonder if he has, you know, a wrestling background, Mike. You wonder if there's an ability here to play other positions. You wonder how many different positions on the offensive line that he can play. Because you sit there and you wonder. I've seen him, and what they do over at the Hun School is they do a real integrative system of zone blocking schemes and with their run game, and you see their big guys just get out on the perimeter exactly the way that Brett Bielema and Bart Miller, the offensive line coach, want their guys to be. I say all that to say that if he ends up at offensive guard at Illinois, that's not the worst thing in the world. And I do think he's getting underrated, because he has not shown any tape at the Hun School that he can play offensive tackle. His previous school before he transferred to that highly recommended, highly regarded prep school in New Jersey, he did play offensive tackle as a 14 and 15 year old. Played left guard because the Hun School had a kid that just signed with Rutgers at left tackle. He will play left tackle. I talked to his high school coach tonight. He will play left tackle this fall in his senior year. So he will now have tape at guard and at tackle. Spoke to some guys inside the building, the football building at Illinois. They seem to think that he projects at offensive tackle. If you want to take somebody on this roster and, you know, look at somebody who might replicate, I think it's a combination maybe of Julian Pearl and Alex Palcheski, you know, somebody that can flip-flop between guard and tackle. If you have to kick him inside, it's not the worst thing in the world. The one thing I wrote about after talking to, you know, his high school coach over there in New Jersey is that they really worked with him this past fall on getting him mean and getting him nasty, because he didn't play with that. He played with a more technicality, played with a more finesse type of deal as an offensive tackle. He has the nastiness now that Bart Miller, when you check a box for a kid, you know, okay, 6'5", 300 pounds, good feet, you know, uses his hands well, all of those things. He's a decent athlete. They checked all those boxes, and then they got down to the final box for Bart Miller and for Brett Bielema is the kid nasty? Is the kid absolutely a pain in the you-know-what to play against?
Yep.
He didn't check that box until this past fall when he got to play at guard, but you could see that there's a meanness, there's a nastiness to his game when he gets in between the lines. And I think that will project very, very quickly to what he's going to have to experience as a Big Ten offensive lineman. It is the last check mark that Brett Bielema and Bart Miller want to get from a kid like this. It's no secret that he's the first out-of-state commit in the 2023 class. And there's no secret as to why. They really valued this pickup. He had over a dozen scholarship offers from FBS, not only FBS conferences, but Power Five conference schools, because I think everybody else saw what Brett Bielema and Bart Miller saw, which and Andy Boo saw, which is a versatility to be able to play guard and tackle. So I think this kid, with being the second offensive line recruit in this 2023 class, along with TJ McMillan, the offensive guard, maybe even center from the suburbs in Illinois, I think it goes exactly with the plan of action that they took in 2022 and up until 2023. And what I've seen, what they're doing with the 2024 kids, this is a complete rebuild of this offensive line room under Brett Bielema and Bart Miller. And Zachary Amland is a perfect projectable kind of athlete to what they want to build over time with what their offensive line, that position group.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like 16, 18 offers, including West Virginia, Rutgers, Maryland, Louisville, UConn, Pittsburgh, Kentucky. I mean, there's a lot of good teams on that list. Boston College, clearly a talented player. So what do you think, how long is he from a developmental standpoint? Is he a guy that you put in the weight room and you see him in 2 years, or you know, do you have any sense on that, Matt?
You know, when I talked to his high school coach, you know, over Mike over at the Hunt School, one of the things that stood out to me was the idea that, you know, Todd Smith, his head coach over there at the Hunt School, basically said, you know, his best football is still in front of him. And his, from a weight room standpoint, there's still room to grow. So that leads me to believe, not only is Tank Wright going to be able to maybe, you know, either put more on him or put it on in the right way.
Yep.
But yeah, I think in the Big Ten, when you're talking about 17, 18 year olds, you're always looking toward maybe 2 years from now.
Okay.
I think it's really, really interesting to me that they're bringing in guys like this, guys like TJ McMillan, after they bring in five freshmen, like they're doing in this 2022 class, I'm sorry, that they came in with five freshmen and then, you know, two JUCO transfers. So there's time to develop everybody after that in the 23s and 24s. Again, I think that if, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think if Zachary Amland was, you know, coming out of suburban Georgia, he'd be a four-star kid. And I think he'd have 50 to 60 offers. Okay. I just think, if he was playing in a league that was, if he was camping everywhere, if he was playing in a league that was highly productive in the South, he'd be a four-star kid with every Power Five school itching to have him, just because of now the mentality he's obtained by playing guard in, you know, a place in New Jersey where, honest to God, they run the football and they play smash mouth football. It's an old school type of league that they play, a private school league that they play in. So I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that he redshirts, obviously his first year on campus, just because that's usually what offensive linemen do. I wouldn't suggest anything. I think his expectation bar is probably higher than mine, but I think if he gets to his, you know, redshirt sophomore season, which would be his third year sophomore season, he's projected to compete for playing time. He's projected to compete for that starting offensive line spot. I'm not trying to put too much on the kid, but when you beat, you know, practically a whole bunch of a dozen Power Five conference schools on a kid, the star rating to me means absolutely nothing and is almost negligible to me. I'm looking at a kid that I think Bart Miller likes maybe at a right tackle later on in the future. But if you're trying to get your best five out there and, you know, he's punishing the hell out of people like he does in high school and on his tape, like if he does that his first couple of years, there's no doubt that they're going to find a spot for him, whether it's at guard or something, because Bart Miller does believe in getting your best five out there. And eventually, you know, these older guys are going to have to, you know, shuffle out of the program, and it's going to be on these young guys. It's going to be on the 22 signees. And it's going to be on this 23 class and the 24 class to make up what your Illinois offensive line is going to look like in the future.
Yeah, my goodness, it's starting, and they're starting to look like a old style Wisconsin offensive line. I mean, these guys are just huge, and they're not even out of high school yet. So
yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Wisconsin offensive linemen, because I mean, you know, Mike, as a Cowboys fan, you'll appreciate this, but I saw Travis Frederick his senior year of high school at Bigfoot High School in Walworth, Wisconsin. Personally, I saw him on the sideline of a state championship game in Madison. This kid looks exactly like him to me. 6'5", 300 pounds, playing offensive tackle, which Travis Frederick did, and then got kicked inside. If that's not the ceiling for this kid, and Illinois fans aren't familiar with that, let me give you another one. Martin O'Donnell. Okay. Yeah. Martin O'Donnell was a 4-star kid who was an honorable mention All-American, but he was only a 3-star prospect coming out. Got to 4-star because everybody projected him to offensive tackle. What did he do at Illinois? He played left guard for 4 years, you know, and eventually became, I think second team all, or either second team or first team All-American in the year that they went to the Rose Bowl. So that's your ceiling if you're Zachary Amland right now, because even if he, again, like I said, even if he gets kicked inside to guard, it's a quality prospect that you take, because if you're going to run the football like Brett Bielema wants to run the football, you're going to have those guys get out on the edge and get to that second level and pancake a linebacker. And Zachary Armlet's already shown at the Hunt School that he has the capability of being able to do that at the level that he's at now. And then get him in a college weight room, that skill translates.
Yeah, appropriately named high school, Attila would be proud. So let's take us home here. Anything else that we need to know based on what you've found reporting here early on?
Yeah, I think there's a connection here, but you know, I don't think Illinois fans should be shocked if they take more New Jersey kids. Andy Boo has a say in that, but I'll add 2 points. One, I think they might take some more New Jersey kids. They might take, a couple more offensive linemen. I think that there's, you cannot underestimate how important these next couple of weeks are going to be for the Illinois football program, which sounds very weird in June, but there's going to be a bunch of kids rolling in here to that football facility and to the Champaign-Urbana on campus that they can't miss on, quite honestly, and they need them to come in and sign. There's a kid named Malik Easy out of Chicago Simeon who plays wide receiver. They need him. There's a kid named Kyrie Hill out of Kankakee who's an athlete. I think he's going to play cornerback, maybe DB for at the next level. He's starting to get a whole bunch of Power Five schools, interested in him. They need to get him in there. There's going to be some offensive linemen in this, whatever they call it, like big boy camp that's coming in the middle of June. They're going to need to get some of those guys too, because Brett Bielema is not going to stop with this, you know? And so it's a kid that you want to get, you know, get committed early. You want to get him committed before he starts playing his high school season. I think Zach Ramlin's a kid that Illinois should feel like is a big get for this program. And I think that they feel like he's somebody that again, you're building the foundation with exactly the kind of bodies that Brett Bielema promised he was going to bring here, which is 6'5", 300 pounds. You know, it replicates the Joey Oakleys, the Magnus Mohlers, the Hunter Whitenecks that are already signed and coming in this week as enrollees, if they haven't already arrived yet for spring. So this is going to be the foundation and the pinnacle and the foundational piece of what Brett Bielema is going to build here at Illinois.
Excellent. Well, you can get more information from that by going to IlliniGuys.com. Matt does a great job covering both the football and basketball teams. And we definitely will keep you up to date. There's a lot of things going on the football recruiting side in the next few weeks. And, of course, you want to stay tuned, because there are going to be some things going on the basketball program later this week. Will be very interesting to see how these things play out. Will Pete Nance be an Illini? Will he go to the NBA? Will he go to some other college to strut his stuff, so to speak? But you can go to IlliniGuys.com, $99 a year for a subscription. You go back into the message boards and you can get all the information that's the rumors, the sausage making that you can't really put in a story, because sometimes folks don't want to be quoted. At least not with their names. Additionally, if you like this podcast, Eye on the Illini, you can also listen to Sturdy for 30. That's Brad Sturdy's award-winning podcast. Ked's Recruiting Roundup is one where Kedrick Prince, our director of recruiting, talks to coaches, players, and families of recruits. That's always fun because it's a different angle on things. Instead of hearing it from the coaches, the college coach side, you get to hear it from the AAU or high school coach side. And of course, on the weekends in the state of Illinois, there are 30 stations that cover that have the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular on. That's our 2-hour Illini Sports Extravaganza every Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Go to IlliniGuys.com, find the station, the city nearest you, find the station and the time, and tune it in. We would love to have you listening to us on that. With that, this is Illini Guy Mike Kegley thanking Matt Stevens for his time. Have a fantastic day, folks.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.